Alice Alvey, Vice President, Partner Training, Education and Training at Union Home Mortgage. So good to have you here.
Yeah, thank you. Yes, we are celebrating opening days across the country today at Union Home. So Bill did a partner free lunch. We had hot dogs and beer cheese pretzels and, of course, Cracker Jacks. We had lots of fun today. We had ketchup and mustard and onion running around, the mascots that run around the field. So
that was fun too. Oh, I love the culture that you guys have. So it's a way of getting back into the office fun again. And we miss out on those things. So I think it's so awesome that you're doing that. So anyway, you teased us a little bit with something that you got to talk about, the FHA. Can't wait to hear about that.
I was going to talk about that second, but okay, I'll talk about that first.
Go with what you're going to talk for. Keep us in suspense.
No worries. Yeah. Okay. My first topic today is bringing back into the forefront the oversight of the appraisal industry as far as mortgages are concerned. Mr. Chopra, director of the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau, he wrote a letter in response to the hearings that have been going on about the appraisal bias. So there have been multiple hearings. You can listen to all 3 hours of each recording if you like to go back and hear every bit of what's been testified, with the focus originally being on appraisal bias and really trying to make sure that appraisals today are fair, value isn't interpreted by being on the wrong side of the highway or by the appraiser's own personal background. So there's a lot of issues on the table here, just simply needing more diversity within the appraiser community. And how do we get more appraisers out and available to be able to do appraisals in all areas around the country? There are issues in urban as well as rural areas, you name it. So it's a really big issue. It's, as we say here, those waters are very deep. So I think it's interesting for my report here to just let everybody know this is really coming to the surface, the oversight of the appraisal community. For those of you who aren't aware, there is an appraisal subcommittee, and then there's an appraisal foundation that has been basically the controlling entity into how someone actually enters into the field of being an appraiser. They manage all of that. So if you want to read Mr. Chopra's letter, he describes the background on the two and really the concern that has evolved after the hearing about some of the improvements that they want to make in the control and the oversight of this. It's just fascinating that all of this is coming really into the forefront right now. So I encourage everyone to go ahead and read up on that and hear what's going on. We'll continue to watch that if there are any concrete developments. Right now, it was several hearings that occurred throughout January and February. And then you can get a summary of it and see where CFPB is coming from in the recent letter published by Mr. Chopra. All right, my second issue, which Dave teed up, is we were talking about fines and penalties. When you talk about the economy today and needing as lenders to focus on the positive and focus on the industry, you've still got to make sure you keep everything in line, including your financials. So FHA published in the Federal Register their Mortgagee Review Board administrative actions for 2022. So it starts October of 22 to September of 23. And so what they do is they publish this report every year. It shows everybody that they find throughout that year. You never want your name on this list because everybody reads it. There were 88 companies who were listed and were fined in some way. I've got the list here. I'm not going to read it to you. That's okay. And I'm not going to name names because in my opinion, the purpose of talking about it is not to go, oh, who had what happened to them? It's more about checking the list to make sure at your company, you recognize these are areas that can cause fines and penalties. And these are areas I have got to make sure I am buttoned up on, no matter what interest rates are. So there's things like failure to disclosing the proper operating losses, failure for people to timely review post-closing quality control findings. The biggest fines and penalties come if you have underwriting oversight and QC violations. But then just simply forgetting to report a sanction, like you forgot on your annual certification from a state sanction that occurred, that's $5,000 right out the window right there because you forgot to check that box and let FHA know about it. So I really recommend everyone take a look at this report. If you didn't read last year's, you can go see that too. They're all out there. It keeps you in the loop on what is FHA citing. Sometimes it's worth knowing who, if you want to see what your competitors are up to. But at the end of the day, I like to read it to make sure as a company, we are making sure those areas are all buttoned up. And what are the things that FHA does fine for? So that's my heads up for everybody today.
Good job. One of the things on the appraisal, I want to go back to that topic. First of all, very good. Excellent information on both. The appraisal thing is really something I want to talk about just briefly because there is a new, but the company's not new. There's a guy by name that I'm a good friends with and a business partner in more than one thing. We actually have now two ventures we're working on together. His name is Alan Weiss, W-E-I-S-S, Alan Weiss Analytics. You must pay attention to what he can do and is doing. So Alan and I have launched a new streaming television program on Your Home TV network. This is the one that Kathy Ireland had launched. It has already had over 39 million views. The network has our program that we just launched it, which has had over 52,000 views. I have another program out, Your Home Business, which has got over 389,000 views. It's really taking off, this new network. So one thing is the yourhometv.com network. You can be streaming and look at all the programs. Alan and I have one on that's called Your Home Coast to Coast. Alan was the founder of Case Shiller. Everyone on the podcast, if you've been in the industry any amount of time, know what Case Shiller is about. We tell in episode one the story of that. It's really an interesting story. Alan is a graduate student at Yale and was investing in some real estate. He knocked on Dr. Chip Case's office door and said, "Hey, is there any way you could predict a value? What's going on?" He said, "I'm writing a paper about that." So again, in that first episode, you'll hear all about it. And so he says, "I'm working with a guy by the name of Professor Case, I think Case or Shiller over at Wellesley, and we're working on this together." But he says, "We don't have any computer knowledge." Well, Alan was a computer geek and knew how to put this all together. So they formed Case Shiller Weiss, and it was best known for the Case Shiller Report because of the two famous economists that were on that. So what Alan, they sold that company to, I believe it was Fidelity, then it got bought up. Case Shiller is currently owned and inside of CoreLogic right now. But here's the problem with that. The Case Shiller Report gives an indication of a metro area. Now, we all know that in a particular metro area, some properties are going up and some properties are going down. Alan, after he sold his interest in Case Shiller Weiss, he went on to continue to work on that. And now he has it's called Weiss Analytics, where you can go down and look at what the property values have been and 1 year forward, predicting what 1 year forward they will be. And it calls it a real estate weather map. And it's the most interesting thing. And I'm going to have Alan come on. So we're doing this TV program and you'll have to hear all about it, but it predicts where property values are going and what is. So you look at, like in the city, we were doing a presentation with our videographer that we're using for this TV program. And he was showing, he says, use Phoenix, for example. It shows that Phoenix in 2004, it was all dark green, which means all the properties all over Phoenix area, the whole Phoenix market, greater Phoenix market, were all going up. And then it shows as with time, as you move the time bar automatically, like a video rolls forward, you start seeing the outlying areas of Phoenix start turning from dark green to light green to amber as time moves on, and then it turns red. So here in the center part of Phoenix, the property values are still going up. Everyone's making offers, anticipating things going up, and they're not aware that there is a freeze, a cold front, so to speak, metaphorically speaking, moving in on that housing market. It foretold and it shows, and then shows the recovery and when it came out, and it's now right now going, tipping over again and going in a little bit where we're starting to see some lighter green on property value. So they have 91 million homes that they have all this data on, and you can log in, and we're going to be able to show our listeners how to log in for free where you can go find out what's going on in a home. It's the most amazing data set about what's going on with property value. So check as a tease before what we're doing, before Alan comes on the podcast, go to Weiss Analytics, W-E-I-S-S analytics.com. Check it out, which has had ridiculous the number of views already and going up exponentially. So fascinating stuff, but it really talks about what's going on in property values in the market. It's really interesting. Not everything is going up right now. And that creates opportunities in the market. We as lenders, where should we be focusing our attention? As servicers, what should we be looking at? So much information. And I tell you, business intelligence is going to be one of the most important things we lose as we move forward. Alice, good report. Thank you so much. I had to jump that in, pique everyone's interest when you were talking about appraisals and share about Weiss Analytics. I'm so excited to be in partnership with Alan. What a brilliant guy and what a fun area to talk about and the property values for America.